With that said, it might be a good time for the assembly to discuss the free dump days that we've had in the past. Since my arrival at Public Works, I eliminated that because of our space issues up there. But people call, you know, every year, the last 2 years, when are we having our free dump days? And we've said, we're not doing it this year, and I guess I'm just kind of bringing that to life, if you all haven't realized that. But yeah, until we have the space, it's not proven for us to accept that. And then I guess, just a question, do we continue to do it once we do have the space? Just based on your comment there.
Yeah.
Well, we're getting kind of off the issue of the ordinance here. These other issues are issues that should be addressed, but they're not pertinent really to the ordinance in front of us.
I agree.
I don't know about the free dump day, but I think the disposal of the junk vehicles is pertinent to the conversation. But I'm okay with passing this ordinance right now, just because it gets us in line with state law, and we're not currently in line with state law. I think the bigger issue is the direction to staff through our manager of what to do with it. Currently, we have this stuff on the books. We're not doing anything with it. We're not enforcing it. There's some people in the community that would like to see a reduction of the eyesores. It'd probably be good for tourism. I mean, you know, how to do that in a cost-effective way, I think, is what we're talking about. If we can get a barge here that doesn't cost us anything, I think that's the perfect time to, it's all about coordination.
Planning ahead.
Yeah, and so you can put the PSAs out there and advertisements in the paper so people are aware of it and they can have time to mobilize to get their stuff moved out. I mean, to me, that would be most effective also if they knew there was a new enforcement of current law going to come out. Are we willing to take that step? I don't know.
Just one last thing on the enforcement. I think one of the reasons some things aren't enforced, if you drive around town, where do you start and where do you stop and what is... Mm-hmm. So the first person that you do that to, he's going to say, well, what about that? And maybe whoever's doing that doesn't feel that's quite as bad as this one. But kind of like Patty said, mm-hmm. It's in the eye of the beholder. And it's a very difficult thing to say whose yard has junk in it, whose doesn't. Someone might think half the town, what they have in the yard is junk and looks bad, where someone else... Yeah, that's just normal, you know. So that's the hard thing too with this is no matter what you do, you're going to have a bunch of people screaming and yelling, and so that's the difficult thing. And I don't know how to address that. But you are going to have that.
That being said, you do have to start somewhere.
No, I mean
you're going to have to start somewhere if you're going to have this ordinance and we're going to enforce it. Somewhere we're going to have to start somewhere.
At our workshop, if I'm not mistaken, we talked about starting on the evergreen area where they were going to need some right-of-way stuff. Did we ever start that? And you know, that was kind of supposed to be the start of this.
Yes,
so the property that has the most concerning vehicles, they have been contacted. It's a rental location. Written me back and said that she is going to work on getting those removed and asked for some time to make that happen. I haven't seen that happen yet.
But that's kind of starting the process. And if we start in public lands and people start to see it and feel it, I think that's a way to kind of get people even aware of that we want to be proud of where we live, and we want to not look at this stuff all the time. And if they want to keep it, it's fine, but maybe out of sight.
I will add the other area that we would like to focus on is just all right-of-ways, and in particular, as we're here in winter right now, looking at snow, those that could be a problem, access snow.
last statement. I think this would be a good project for the new manager.
Well, that may be the timing issue. I mean, it may come to pass.
It's going to be your task before you leave.
I don't think there's going to be a whole lot of turnover.
Going to be a whole lot of what?
Impounding vehicles.
No. I'm ready to vote. I'll call for the question.
Any further discussion? All vote
please. Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Let's see. Proposed ordinance number 929, an ordinance of the City and Borough of Greenville, Alaska, authorizing the issuance of a sewer revenue bond in the principal amount of $91,000 to finance a portion of the cost of acquiring, constructing, and installing certain additions and betterments to an extension and expansions of the borough sewer system, fixing the date, form, terms, maturities, and covenants of the bond, reserving the right of the borough to issue future revenue bonds with a lien on revenues on a parity with a bond upon compliance with certain conditions, and providing for the sale of the bond to the United States Department of Agriculture, Rural Development. This is a second reading.
Move to adopt ordinance number 929.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
There is one little thing, if I can ask City Manager. In Section 6, they talk about the short-lived asset reserve fund of about $46,000, and it says it must be deposited annually. Does that accrue? I mean, or is it you use it up after a year and then you redeposit it to ensure that you'll pay the...
Can I just answer, Mr. Mayor?
Go ahead.
Yeah, what that, when we went through the process of applying to them for, and part of it was a grant, part of it was a loan,
mm-hmm.
so they didn't look at our ability to pay. And so one of the things that we brought up to them is we have trying, and again, making our point that we couldn't afford, you know, a huge loan, we needed more grant. But part of that was because some of the current reserve that we have needed to go to replace various equipment. We had Amber put together an equipment schedule and an appreciation schedule with that, and we needed this much. They just want to make sure, and this is about the amount that it came out annually that needed to be put aside or spent to keep those things fixed on the, you know, on a rotating basis. And so basically you'll budget that each year, and then you could spend all of it or none of it or whatever, but you're right. Each and every year, you're required to
put that
in there. And that's the amount we should be putting in there anyway. It's just we've never had it specifically called that. We just have a overall reserve for the sewer fund. But now there will be a portion of that reserve that will be moved over and called this.
Okay.
Specifically, and it remains in our books. And usually, what we do is we'll, we'll go get a CD or something for that amount, and so it's kind of separate from anything else we do. We'll set it aside, and then it comes due, say, every 6 months or whatever. And what we'll do then, if we need some of that, we'll just renew it for less, and then during the budget, we'll budget another $45,000. So,
okay, thank you.
Any further discussion? Full vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. I'm going to call recess here for a couple of minutes at 7:42.
Before Friday, I'll move those boats to off the side of that building.
Okay.
that's not one of the areas you're talking about, but I do it for you every year. Now, the back part, I've already moved everything back there.
Oh.
Yeah, that road, you can actually fill that up a lot further than you ever have before.
Good,
because
you have
to pay
how much
we
get.
Yeah, I don't know how much we're going to get. But
it is predicted, huh?
We cleaned a lot of that area all out just for the day.
Are they saying a lot?
Snow removal.
Yeah.
Until City Market does something to block me, I don't need that area.
Assembly meeting at 7:43. Now that take care of the old business. Item 13, new business. 13A, proposed resolution number 12-16-1355. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the job description for the wastewater treatment operator lead.
Move to adopt resolution number 12-16-1355 that updates the job description for the wastewater treatment operator lead.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Yes. I can actually, for all four of these, A, B, C, and D, what we're doing is the two lead operators, current lead operators for the sewer plant and water plant, we're changing their job descriptions to give them more responsibility and that they report directly to the public works director. In the past, they would actually report to the foreman, and then the foreman would report to hers. And I think last year with the water crisis and even before that, when we were working on the two pump stations, and then the water operator also working on the pilot plant, it became apparent that these two positions, to us anyway, that they needed to be have more control and responsibility, and then be directly corresponding and talking to her directly, to that position, to the public works director position. And both of them actually, during that period of time, took on more responsibilities than was in their current job description. So certainly a credit to them in that process. And we're going to be working on a new design for a water treatment plant, and that process. There's just a bunch of things going on at the water plant that we think this is important to have them have that responsibility at that level and be directly reporting to the person. So that comes with an addition in pay. That pay was actually budgeted last year and approved in the budget because we had planned to do this. And with all the things that were going on with the union, we just kind of put it on hold. But we think it's important, and we would like to move forward with this. The one other position, the actual treatment operator, the only thing we're doing there, there's no pay increase or anything. That is just a reporting thing. Before, they did not report to those two, and now that person will, so they will be responsible for the, and they kind of share that third person operator. Did I say that okay? What's going on? Okay. And then D, in here, although we're on A, this all pertains to the same thing. That's just the adopting the pay plan with that change in it. And they would move up to the same level as our foreman, our public works foreman on the pay scale.
Oh, two things. Have they already received the increase in salary? Because it's retroactive back to July 1 of this year. So they'll get those increased salaries, correct?
Right.
By the end of the year, probably?
Right.
And okay, and it's already in the budget.
Yes. And I didn't feel we should shortchange them because of our delay in doing this. And I didn't think it was right for them to be doing a lot of this extra stuff for the period of time they were doing it, and then having us put it in the budget, and then it was kind of my decision to delay it, and I didn't want to cause them the grief and not getting that when they were doing this, so, and these extra responsibilities.
And the other thing, I really like the blueprint and the detail job description. And how are our other job descriptions in comparison to this? Do we need to revamp those, or are those pretty detailed? It looks like they just added, they took they just added more detail. Sort of the same job description, but in detail. Is that correct?
Yeah. And actually, I think several years ago, we went through all our job descriptions. There was a couple things we were lacking in all of them. I think one of them was the physical characteristics of the job, or how much you had to be able to lift, and it's just weight loss, so if it had to be 20 pounds or 50 pounds or whatever it was, depending on the job. I think that was a requirement we needed to have in our job descriptions, we were told. So I think within the last 5 years maybe or something, I think we've looked at those and updated most of those. I think we're good there.
Yeah.
So my only concern is about the budget, and as we saw in the budget cycle, employee costs are continuing to rise and revenues are continuing to go down. So, you know, I assume you took that into your consideration in recommending this moving forward, but are these pay increases sort of comparable to other communities, or
probably in the ballpark there. I think some of our things is high or higher than other people. It depends what you want to compare. If you look at a whole package and price it out, with insurance and all these things, and everybody does stuff different, everybody has different policies, so it's really hard to do that. But getting back to the budget thing, both of these are enterprise funds, and all of the cuts we've had from the state are all about the general fund. So the revenue stream and stuff from the enterprise funds, you know, hasn't really been bothered, other than some of the potential for capital projects. But even them, like DEC, we got a grant for, how much was that, $1 million? The main, water main, or 750? Yeah. But most of their money passes through the EPA, federal government, so we'll still get, for water and sewer, we'll still be able to get monies for those enterprise funds. And so I think those two, you know, not that we don't have issues, but those two are actually okay. Sanitation isn't. The electrical is doing well. Harbor's doing well. And again, none of those are affected generally by at least operating money from the state cuts. That's all, like I said, in the general fund area. So I think these are absorbable into our budget.
Yeah, but once we do this, we can't go backwards. And, you know, as much as these guys have got really tough jobs and everything, but I just, you know, we say we have enterprise funds, but in really tough times, I think we use those enterprise funds to backfill other places.
Well, and I think the places that are the enterprise funds that are doing okay right now, it's because we raised fees. So, you know, that's that balance, and it's always a tug of war. I worry about that a little bit in this kind of situation, but not that these folks aren't worth it. It's just a consideration of budget overall.
I think, from my point of view, and I think Amber and I agree with this, that we're asking them, part of it was because of some of the water crisis and some of the other things we had. There was some issues there that hopefully if this had been different, you know, maybe it would have worked out better than it did. I don't know if that's the case or not, but they are responsible now. They can't pass it on to somebody else. It's their job, and I think they're both willing to step up to the plate and take charge of those facilities, and that's certainly, you can't ask people to do a lot more responsibility and a lot more things without, you know, without paying them for that. So.
And I would just like to add, they've been doing this higher level job for some time now. And it's about our organization. It just isn't structured so that you ask Julie about, you know, how's it compared to other communities. In a lot of the communities, organization structure is completely different than ours as well. You have more staff. What I've seen in some cases is that when you have water, wastewater that work cooperatively like ours do, there's a lead person that oversees both of them, and then there's a couple of operators underneath. We don't have that luxury at this point, so our structure is quite different. And these two people have been doing this job that you're looking at, the new job description, for many years already.
And you think this will increase efficiency reporting directly to you rather than through a foreman?
I do,
and
yes, absolutely.
Just kind of restructure the whole operation?
Mm-hmm. And again, a lot of that's tied to our manpower and the lack of time and attention that the foreman, who they currently report to, really has to spend with them. You know, that will come to me directly, but their needs are better suited dealing with me directly, I think, than the foreman.
Are they cross-trained?
They are.
Okay.
Yes. Yes, and the way their certifications are scheduled with DEC is that they are the support for the other plant when that person is gone. They're the supervisor role, according to state regulations. They have that.
They have that authority and training and
responsibility.
And responsibility. Okay, that's good.
Anything further?
Assembly members ready?
I'm going to pass the people.
Assembly members Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
No.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Okay. 13B, proposed resolution number 12-6-1356. A resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the job description for the water treatment operator lead.
Move to adopt resolution number 12-16-1356 that provides for a new job description for the water treatment operator lead.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
And this is basically the same position we were just talking about. Oh, a question I may ask.
Yeah,
I think you moved it the salary from position 20 to 23, if my memory. Is there a 21 or 22 there are, aren't there? Okay.
Any further questions?
And this is also effective July 1, retroactive.
Correct.
Correct, okay.
Roll call, please.
Assembly Member Stecker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yeah.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, Proposal Resolution Number 12-16-1357, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Langley, Alaska, providing for the amendment of the job description for the water wastewater treatment operator.
Move to adopt Resolution Number 12-16-1357 that provides an amendment to the job description for the water wastewater treatment operator.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Just for clarification, this doesn't go up in pay scale. It's just because the other one's now in charge, this had to change to who they report to. So I think that's the main change. Yeah.
And this position is clearly cross-trained, correctly? Mm-hmm. Correct. Okay.
Any further discussion? Poll, please.
Assembly Member Stecker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, Proposed Resolution Number 12-16-1358, a resolution of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Langley, Alaska, providing for a change in the pay plan of the city's personnel system and providing for an effective date.
Move to adopt Resolution Number 12-16-1358 that updates the city's union pay plan.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly Members Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, approval to sell the belt freezer and land to Trident Seafoods. This was a hearing, public hearing item.
Move to approve the sale of the belt freezer, including the lot that it is on, to Trident Seafoods for the appraised price of $950,000 for economic development purposes as allowed in Wrangell Municipal Code 16.12.0.012.
Second.
We move in second. Any discussion? Yep.
If the Assembly approves this, we'll bring back at a later time something from our attorney to do this by resolution. And but this is basically just to authorize us to move forward.
I just wanted to say in the current ordinances that give us the authority to do this under disposition of real property for economic development purposes, they list 7 reasons that the Assembly may consider relevant factors. And I thought in particular there was 4 that I think will apply in this situation. Number one, the desirability of the economic development project. Number 2, the actual or potential economic benefits to the borough, its economy, and other businesses within the borough. 4, the business needs of the proponent of the project in terms of integration into existing facilities and operations, stability and business planning, business commitments and marketing. And then 6, actual and potential enhancement of tax and other revenues to the borough related to the project. I think all those will, you know, hit the nail on the head in this instance. In particular, Trident, since they've purchased the plant, they've invested a lot of money in upgrades, including building new bunkhouses, renovating ones, a lot of money inside the current plant. And I just think it'll be effectively better for them to be able to make the upgrades they want in that facility. And they will make it even more efficient and operate better and most likely bring more fish to this community, which will directly affect our taxes that we receive from fish. So I'm in favor of it.
Yes.
Less than this. This did go to the economic director. They didn't have a quorum, so she wrote something up. It went to the planning and zoning, and it also went to the Port Commission, and they all endorsed this.
Do you have any idea what an appraiser is? Is Mike Renfro still our appraiser, or whoever our appraiser is? Do you have any idea what the property tax would be on that property? Assuming that they haven't improved the building or anything?
On $1 million, it's 1.275%, so what's that, $13,000 roughly?
Yep.
A little less than that because it's $950. Yeah. They currently, because they lease it from us, they pay on a leasehold interest thing, which would be less generally than property taxes.
Mm-hmm. And isn't it about $15,000?
Yeah, it's $15,000 a year. And so they pay us that, but the property taxes, the way a leasehold interest works, you know, the closer you get to the end of the lease, the less you pay because your interest in that becomes less and less and less. So certainly the property taxes will be more. You won't get the $15,000, but and then any improvements they make to it, you'd add that to the value. So. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not being used now, so any improvements right. Would be an improvement. And another thing, too, is, you know, if they expand, then the potential for additional fish tax. And additional employment. Any further comments? Hold on, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of a second amendment to the professional services agreement between the city and Ray Matuszewski.
Matuszewski
for lobby services.
I move to approve a second amendment or a one-year extension to the professional services contract for lobbying services with Ray Matuszewski and Associates, not to exceed $36,000, with funds to come from the General Fund Reserve, and for the extended period to expire on October 31st, 2017, as allowed on the professional services contract dated November 25th, 2014. Second.
We're moved and second. Any discussion?
This is no increase in
our
amount.
I just wanted to mention that I have worked with Ray over the last couple of years on Wrangell issues, and then he's also the lobbyist for the communities of Petersburg and Ketchikan, and also SEPA, our energy supplier. So we've worked on a variety of issues that were pertinent to the other communities in our community, and he's been excellent to work with. He knows state government very well and has good connections, and I would support continuing this. I think it's a good value, and I think that it's been a good working relationship with him being involved in these other southern and southeast communities. I think that's been good for us because he just understands our issues and our economy and works well with our legislators, you know, already. So he's kind of up to speed. So I will support this.
Anything further? Paul, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13G, approval to send a letter to the UA Board of Regents and President James Johnson in support of the UAS School of Education.
Move to approve sending a letter to the UA Board of Regents and to President Johnson in support of the UAS School of Education.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion?
Yes. I have one piece of information that I found out that I was surprised by. And by them, they're changing where they're going to administrate this program and do it in one spot, but they are not closing Juno's ability to offer an education curriculum. So, it says that 2.8 annually for tuition and fees. That, in the letter from Southeast Conference, I believe will stay there because they're still going to teach all those courses at UAS. They're just going to administrate it from one central location. While I'm in support of this whole keeping it, in each of the areas, I just think that in fairness, it's not going away totally to another location. It's just the administrative services.
So, Becky, that would be maybe a couple of jobs versus...
I still am in support of keeping them in Juno, but yeah, you're right. It's not as dire as when they initially announced it.
Mm-hmm. I actually kind of struggle with things like this because, cuts are coming down and, organizations, whether it's City of Wrangell or the university, they're tasked with trying to find efficiencies. They have to in the budget climate we're in. And so, I feel awkward in saying, no, these logical efficiencies you've struggled to come up with aren't good because they take something away from me or our region or whatnot. I find that a little bit hypocritical, so I struggle with these issues.
But the other regions are doing the same thing we are, fighting for their territory.
Right.
Well, and there's really no reason that we couldn't have it located in Juneau versus Fairbanks. Fairbanks is pretty hard to get to, too. So, if you wanted to write a letter in support of, I don't know, having three administrations doing very similar things, you could combine a lot of those jobs and maybe not get rid of all of them, but one number.
Right now the financial end of it is handled through the UAF. They do handle the, that person we have. And, they do, there are more students in a UAS system than there is in the Fairbanks annually. So it seemed to me that it would be more advantageous and cost effective to be doing it out of Juneau than it is out of Fairbanks. That's just my opinion.
So we know how you're going to vote.
I might add that I am a current student and have been a student for several years.
That's good.
Ms. Gilbert knows that. She was a proctor on some of my exams.
Yes.
Any further comments? Hold on, please.
Assemblymembers Powell?
Yes.
Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13H, approval to select a memorial cemetery as a site for an expansion for cemetery services.
Move to approve the expansion of the memorial cemetery as the new site for the much-needed cemetery expansion and for staff to begin the process of developing a cost for this new site to be brought back to the Assembly for consideration.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Yes.
I wanted to know the area of that It's the garden area, correct? The community garden area. What is the, how much, do we know how many, how much square footage or?
It would be a little larger than what we call the new cemetery, right?
Yes, it is.
And then the picture there, it kind of gives you an idea that it's not as big as the adjacent cemetery, but it's a pretty decent sized area. And the little triangle between the two, probably some of that would be used also.
Okay.
But we've looked at just the other sites that we kind of talked about, and although this is going to be expensive also, I think when they filled that, there were stumps and all kind of other stuff, but the other places aren't any better. They've got, you know, a lot of the places we looked at, you're going to have to take trees down, take the stumps out of there. Some of those, I don't know how far you go down before you hit rock, and we'll have to, you know, bring in new material. We're hoping some of this material can be reused, but a lot of it will have to be, you know, taken out, and the stumps will have to be taken out. And so it'll be a big job, but we're just running out of space. And, right?
Yep.
What did you say? There were 16?
18.
18 sites. And then have we talked about building any more columbariums?
And I think a lot of people are going that route with cremation instead of burials. But I think there's still some space in the columbariums. Mm-hmm. So there's been these little things, too. I actually think Nadine Phillips was the one that initiated the ones we have and put a bunch of money to that.
Do you know how many columbariums are left? Spots in the columbarium?
I would say, well, it's difficult to tell because a lot of them are reserved.
Paid for reserved.
So, because when somebody passes, then usually the family member will buy, and then they'll buy a couple more right next to.
Mm-hmm.
I would say probably 20, maybe? 20?
Hmm.
I do know. I would just have to run back into my office and look.
And then I guess how does this play in with the community garden? Does all that go away, or is it just a portion of that? Or
I think probably it would need to go away. Now, we could do this. My guess is that we'll get a kind of a cost for doing the whole thing. We will probably get a surveyor to lay it out to get an idea so what we need to do. I guess it's possible that we do it in phases, you know, the actual excavation. And the only problem there is I think after you do that, you need to let the ground sit for a period of time before you can actually use it. Is that true? Yeah.
In talking to Jeff Rooney, he said that it needs to sit for years, and we don't have years, so that's why this is important that we start the process as soon as possible.
And just one more follow-up, what was the agreement with the Ringgold Community Garden group?
You know, I wasn't...
It was very loose, kind of indefinitely. I have already talked to most of the current members about this potential, and they are all on a shame.
Okay.
That isn't seen as much use as it was for the beginning.
And that's definitely slowed down.
Any further discussion? Public question.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13I, approval of CRW engineers fee proposal for an amendment to the preliminary engineering report for the water treatment plant improvement project.
Move to approve a contract amendment to CRW Engineering Group for development of an environmental review as part of the preliminary engineering report for the water treatment plant improvement project in an amount not to exceed $20,708. Project costs will be paid from the water fund revenues.
Second.
Been moved and second. Any discussion? Call vote, please.
Assembly members Gilbert?
Yes.
Rooney?
Yes.
Decker?
Yes.
Powell?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 14, attorney's file. There is none. Item 18,
you just made it.
We have an executive session. The last item is adjournment, and we will adjourn at 8:18.